Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is October. School's been in session for a couple of months now, and things are rolling. School, all the kiddos are really now into the swing of things. Teachers are finally used to the schedules. Students are used to the schedules. Parents are used to it. But what's going on in the schools? How are our schools doing? Well, one of our schools has been recognized for their great work, Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Principal Diana Mears here to share with us about what's going on at Emmanuel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming over and stepping away from your duties at school today to come talk with us about our great Lutheran schools, particularly Emmanuel, and what's going on there. It's been a few months since we've talked, hasn't it?
It has. It's now, nice to be back.
The Emmanuel Lutheran School was recognized. Is this the second time?
It is.
Second time recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School, right?
Yes. In 1990, we also were recognized.
Now, so it's been a little while, but what does that mean? How does a school get recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School?
Well, there's quite a few requirements that mm-hmm. you must meet. And I think for us, with receiving this recognition in 1990, it's just continuing mm-hmm. that excellence. And everything we do, you know, we give all glory to God. And it is through Him that we are able to do this. And so it's meeting the requirements, thanking God for giving us this opportunity and mm-hmm. blessing, because what we really want to do is use this opportunity to promote and advocate all Lutheran schools, because there's some mm-hmm. wonderful schools out there. So
absolutely. We have, nearly like 2,000 Lutheran schools, I think, around the country, almost 2,200, I think, around the country that are doing great work like this. Let's talk a little bit about who is Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School. The school's been around for some time now, and you've been there for a while too, haven't you?
I have. The school's been there since 1848.
Okay, well, haven't been there that long.
I have not. So it's about 168 years old. I'm not quite that old, but I've been there for over 20 years.
Wow.
And it's just a wonderful place, great blessing. And to be able to share Jesus with our families and students.
Tell me about the community. For those who aren't familiar with the St. Charles community and where Emmanuel is, how would you describe the St. Charles community where this church and school is?
Well, it is an older community. We do have newer families moving in. Mm-hmm. But those that are familiar with Lindenwood University, it is just right down the street from us. Mm-hmm. And it's been a definite blessing in that we have a partnership with them, with their education students mm-hmm. and education department. So those that are familiar with Lindenwood, we are just right down the street from them.
And St. Charles, so certainly there's that university atmosphere there, college environment, but it's also a growing community. And about 20, how many miles outside of St. Louis?
It's probably about 22, 24.
So outside of St. Louis, but certainly has its own identity as well.
Definitely. In St. Charles County alone, we have 8 Lutheran schools, mm-hmm. and one of them being a high school. And we work very closely together. So we have Lutheran schools just right down the road from each other. So it's working together and not working in competition with each other, mm-hmm. but helping each other. There are enough families and students out there that there's no need to compete. So we really help each other out, and we all want to grow and work towards that excellence.
In terms of, you know, the school starting back in the 1800s, St. Charles has changed quite a bit in that time as well. From a small community, I'm sure it was surrounded by farms for quite a while, but now has been growing significantly, has become quite a bit of, you mentioned the university, but also there are plenty of businesses in a lot of neighborhoods. It's also a significant residential community in some sense.
There is. Now, where we are located, it's in Old Town St. Charles. Mm-hmm. So with the university, with older homes, we don't have as many new families moving to our area. It's starting to pick up, but most of them are moving west. And so that has been a change for us as Emmanuel, being a generational school, but also our school has also become a drive-to school.
Uh-huh. So you're in the old town part,
yes,
of St. Charles. A lot of history there.
There's so much history. It's a wonderful place.
And once the temperature starts to get a little bit cooler, I understand there are a lot of fun things, a lot of community events in St. Charles.
There are. There's so much to do on that side of the river that it's a lot of fun.
Well, we mentioned that the community has changed. Tell me about the students that Emmanuel serves. Early childhood all the way up through middle school. You mentioned there's a Lutheran high school in the area as well, but early childhood through eighth grade, is that right?
Yes, we start at 2 years old, mm-hmm. and we have a wonderful preschool program, and then we go through eighth grade. And many of our students then continue on to the Lutheran High School in St. Charles County.
So early childhood, all the way through eighth grade, when it comes to being recognized as a Blue Ribbon School, are they looking at K through eight or the whole school?
They're looking at the entire school. Obviously, with starting with preschool, our early childhood program is very important. Mm-hmm. That's where they get the foundation. And then as they grow through there, then we are able to serve our families. And it's really nice to have that, the different ages, mm-hmm. because we, you know, our older students interact with our younger students. And as we, you know, teach, learn, and live Jesus, mm-hmm. we can do that with other grade levels.
What would you say are the strengths of the early childhood program of Emmanuel, you know, in comparison to what other things are, you know, what other early childhood programs are offered in that neighborhood or in the St. Charles area?
I think it's a loving, warm, safe environment, mm-hmm. that our teachers, they live Jesus. They mm-hmm. they show that to our students and to our families. We have realized that many of our families coming to us in our early childhood are some of them non-churched, and being able to witness to them, to share mm-hmm. even through our little blessings that Jesus and bringing the families into that also.
As those little ones come to early childhood at Emmanuel and hear about Jesus, I'm sure they sing songs about Jesus and learn of him in their classroom, they bring that into their homes that perhaps haven't heard of Jesus.
Most definitely. And that's where a lot of these families hear about Jesus for the first time, is through those teachers mm-hmm. teaching them about Jesus, singing those songs, loving them, caring for them, and then that goes home.
When it comes to those, the elementary, particularly those early years in elementary, what are some of the strengths? What are some of the things that you love about those K through second grade or those primary years?
Everything. We are such a family there. And I have taught in our early childhood department and our middle grades and our middle school. Mm-hmm. And I think we are such a family there. I think with the little ones, it's the hugs in the morning. Mm-hmm. When you see them running down the hall, can't wait to get to class and greeting their teacher, and the teacher standing in the doors ready to greet those students for the day. But the hugs and the enthusiasm and just the love that they bring with them every day.
Now, when they get into the intermediate grades, hugs aren't cool, right? They're not as excited about running and giving their teacher a hug.
No, but they still occasionally will.
It's different. It's more about those special occasions when it's not every
That's
day.
That's right. That's right.
Let's talk about how students learn. How would you describe the learning environment for students at Emmanuel when it comes to the environment, the curriculum? Is there anything unique about how Emmanuel approaches teaching and learning?
Well, I think we allow kids, I hate to use the word fail, but to fail, but it's okay, but it's not okay to give up.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I think it's a whole learning process and helping them reach their full potential. And it may not be the first time they do something, mm-hmm. but helping to find out how each student learns and then working with them. We have a lot of project-based. We have mm-hmm. a big balance between, you know, our core subjects and our, you know, technology and what some of the kids call our fun stuff. We do have two STEM labs, and so it's utilizing them and mm-hmm. helping the children to really learn, to get excited about learning, and to help them grow.
You brought up a really good point. Allowing students to fail at something. What's the difference between allowing a student to learn an environment where it's okay to fail as opposed to setting them up for failure?
Well, you never want a child to fail.
Right.
But we do, for example, robotics. We start with third grade. And our third graders, it's their first exposure to robotics. And we use the EV3 Lego robotic kits. And they have to program their robots. So it may be just sending their robots down to the office. And so they have to program to make the turns, to get, you know, to the doors, through the doors to the offices. And to watch those children, their robots stop short. And did they actually get it to do what they wanted to the first time? No. But it's all the problem solving. It's figuring out and letting them figure out, okay, now what do we need to do?
So it's really giving them a chance to really develop some problem-solving skills and even down the road, more critical thinking skills as well, by letting them see how something might fail, but what can we do to solve this problem?
Exactly.
Now, how many robots come and make their way into your office?
Quite a few. We have 40. We have 40 of the robots. So
wow.
They're kind of going all over the place. So there may be times you might see little robots just traveling all through the hallways, but it's wonderful because the kids are right behind them.
Well, let's use that as an example, robots. How has that made a difference in your school by incorporating this technology? What are the kids learning from this? What are they, those who have experienced this, students who have experienced this, what is that preparing them for in the future?
I think the biggest thing that I have found is some teachers are afraid of technology. Mm-hmm. And they want to, as a good teacher, they want to know their content before teaching it. And I think, especially with technology, you have to learn with the kids. It's changing so rapidly.
Sure.
And so allowing yourself to learn with the kids. So you maybe go into it not knowing the entire content, but if a student comes to you and say, well, now what do we do? Well, if you don't know, hey, I don't know, let's find out. So it's teaching them that you don't always have to know everything, but how do you find out? How do you continue? How do you learn?
So it's really more about teaching kids how to learn rather than just imparting knowledge to them.
I mean, and it's both.
Yeah, sure. They're learning, you know, a lot of the basic things, some of those more, as we might call grammar things, you know, the grammar school type things, learning that foundational knowledge, but also teaching them how to inquire, how to learn.
Well, and it's nice because with the technology that we do have, it helps the students understand why they're doing the math,
mm-hmm.
why they're doing the literature, you know, why they're doing all these other subjects, and because those are going to be needed when you want to do some of this other stuff, and how it all ties together. So it really gives them a purpose, mm-hmm. In many ways for some of these subjects that maybe they thought were boring at some time. They can really see how to apply that.
And in some ways, kind of getting philosophical here, but helping them understand their vocation as student. I'm here to learn, and this is, you know, this is how I learn.
Exactly.
These are some ways that I can go about learning. Even my teachers don't know everything.
Right. We had, last year, we had some students in our STEM elective that went to the teacher and wanted to do a different project. And, you know, he kind of had his outline laid out of what they needed to cover. And, you know, he had to just tell him, I don't know that we're going to have time to do that. They asked him if they could start staying after school and if he would be willing to stay after school with them to do it kind of as an after school club. It was only supposed to last for a couple of weeks, and it ended up lasting the rest of the school year. So it's getting the mm-hmm. students excited, enthused about all the possibilities, and that it doesn't have to just be contained in the school day, but that mm-hmm. it does carry out.
So it lasted longer. What was the outcome? What were some of the things? Do you remember some of the things they learned from? What was it they wanted to study?
They've done so many things. At that point, I believe they were doing an EB-8 from Star Wars, and they were using Raspberry Pis to program, And
and when we say Raspberry Pi, this is a form of technology, not a food.
I thought it was a food at first.
You were all excited too, like me. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm ordering what? But helping them to learn to program. Mm-hmm. And they made a small model of it. And next thing we knew, it was they had the remote and it was rolling down the hallway. And a lot of the stuff they do, I don't even understand. But what's nice is to have teachers that you trust, mm-hmm. and they want to do different things. And myself even realizing that I don't have to know it all. But as long as I trust them, I can let them go. And everybody benefits.
Just from what little I know about Raspberry Pi, it's a form of technology that allows you to integrate things. It provides some flexibility to integrate and control other devices, is what I understand it to be.
Yes, and it also, I think they've made cameras out of them. Mm-hmm. They did a high-altitude weather balloon.
Wow.
And so they use the Raspberry Pi and program them to collect the data. Now, it ended up because of weather situations and, you know, I think the GPS failed. So, but it was a learning experience
sure.
for them because then they had to realize where they had to be to launch this balloon. They couldn't do it, you know, so close to an airport. They had to contact authorities mm-hmm. to let them know. And so there's so much involved with that. But using, you know, Raspberry Pis, Arduinos, and, you know, things that I couldn't even pronounce.
All this technology we knew nothing about when we were studying education, right?
Definitely.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, I think there were some reports of UFOs around that time last year.
Was there could have been.
From the weather balloons. So that's just one example of some of the things that students are experiencing at Emmanuel Lutheran School, being able to have some direction in what it is that they're learning and being motivated and engaged in what they're learning by having some say in what it is that they're researching and studying. But they're learning so much more than just simply technology, it sounds like, from that. They were learning a number of things, problem-solving skills, responsibility. As you mentioned, they had to contact the FAA and things like that in order to go about their project. So they were learning about government.
Yes.
In that sense, you know, they're learning about a number of things just from this project that they came up with.
Right. Yes. You know, they come up with some of these projects and, you know, even what the rest of us learn mm-hmm. from that. So I think our students realize that even as adults, we're always learning mm-hmm. and the learning doesn't stop even at the end of the school day or even when you graduate. But learning is an ongoing, lifelong thing that you do.
Absolutely. Now, there are a number of schools nationwide that are recognized as National Blue Ribbon schools. The fact that Lutheran schools are selected as this is unique too, because it's a Christ-centered education that you don't necessarily find in other schools. How is that a part of what does it mean to be a Christ-centered education? You know, what does it mean for Emmanuel Lutheran School to be a Christ-centered education? What do the students learn about Jesus, his word throughout the day? How is that a part of their education there?
Well, it's an every day, every minute mm-hmm. of the day. It becomes part of their life. And it's not just a class that's taught, but it's learning to live it. And, you know, we have found so many families that come in, and I think especially with Blue Ribbon recognition, families in the community see our school as a Blue Ribbon school, maybe unchurched, may not know Jesus, but wanting a good academic mm-hmm. whole child learning. And when they come through the doors and start, well, they're getting that, but they're getting Jesus. And it also offers us and all Lutheran schools an opportunity to share Jesus with those families. And it's almost a missional outreach mm-hmm. to the community as well.
It certainly is. I mean, you're right. Many families look for schools that are academically strong. And what they find is that, and they hear this gospel too. Their students are hearing this good news of Jesus. They're bringing that into their homes as well as the family is ministered to by the other families, by the teachers, by the pastors.
And that's why we're mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
That's why we have Lutheran schools.
Right.
Our main goal is to share Jesus with our students and families.
Now, one other thing that Emmanuel is doing a lot of great things. Emmanuel Lutheran School partners with another school, right?
Yes, with River Roads.
Tell me a little bit about that partnership and what that means.
It is. It's been wonderful for us, for mm-hmm. River Roads. And I think we see it more as a partnership. We started out helping them with their technology, with just getting together. Mm-hmm. And it helps our students to see that there are schools that, you know, we're very blessed with what we have, but there are schools that don't have maybe the material things that we have, but they are very blessed in what they do have, and learning from each other. So we have partnership together, and not only the schools, but with the congregation, mm-hmm. and helping support them in ways that we can help. And you know, it's a wonderful mission down there also. Mm-hmm. And so being able to also help them with our resources. And
so there's interaction among between the schools, between the students too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about the exciting moment being awarded this award, the Blue Ribbon recognition. Tell me about that.
Well, it was very exciting. We decided that we would have an assembly, mm-hmm. that we would air it live, that we would get the students together. And so the teachers kind of prepped them a little bit and explained mm-hmm. to them kind of what the Blue Ribbon, you know, recognition is, and that we're going to go over and see if, you know, we are going to receive this award. So we had little pom-poms for all the kids, and, you know, they wore blue that day. And so they were all excited, and they get in there. And as we were sitting there waiting and, as soon as our school came up, the place just went crazy. The kids were so excited. And it was so fun to see the kids excited, because I'm really not sure that all of them knew what this meant. Mm-hmm. But after school, they were running to the cars saying, Mom, we got it, we got it. And so excited. And I think it was just very exciting for them. And in that, helping them understand that this is quite an honor, but it's because of God, and we give Him all the glory, that we are able to do these things.
What did that mean for the teachers and the, you know, the faculty and staff that make up Emmanuel Lutheran School?
Well, I think it affirms them in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They are the forefront of our school, and they put students first. They expect excellence out of themselves, and I think we involve them in the process from the very beginning, because when we looked through the application and I knew we met the requirements, I went to them and I said, okay, what are you guys doing? You know, our test scores are high. I want your feedback. I want them to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. I want them to be involved with the entire process, because that's who we are. And it's because of them that we are able to do this. So I think with this being recognized, it affirms our teachers that what they're doing and putting those students first, it works. Hmm.
Well, doing an outstanding job. Congratulations on this award. And thanks be to God for the teachers, for the pastors, for the families, the students, the parents that all make up Emmanuel Lutheran School, the many blessings, and certainly something to be celebrated this year.
I also have to thank our congregation. Mm-hmm. We are so supported through our congregation, through our pastors, and it's that partnership, and it's their understanding of what importance a Lutheran school is, and sharing that Christ-centered education with children and families, that I have to thank them also.
Principal Diana Mears, Emmanuel Lutheran School, Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School, St. Charles, Missouri. Thanks so much for coming over, sharing with us about this. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.